The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon today said Burma's ruling junta has agreed to allow all aid workers into the country to help cyclone survivors. Ban is in Burma on a mission to open up the country to international disaster assistance. His comments came after a crucial two-hour meeting earlier today with the junta leader, Senior General Tan Shwe, the country's most powerful figure. Burma's military government has until now refused to allow foreign aid workers into the country to reach survivors of the May 2nd to 3rd cyclone Nargis. We spoke to campaigns officer at the Burma Campaign UK, Johnny Chatterton, who says the UN should make sure aid workers are allowed in before the Secretary General leaves the country.
I think a lot is happening behind the scenes, and also Western nations have said, if you don't let aid in, we are prepared to force aid in. And the regime is absolutely paranoid about admitting weakness to their people. And if the West has to force aid in to make sure people don't die, it's going to expose the weakness at the core of the regime. And they are doing all they can to not let that happen. The UN has to learn that from the experiences of last September and October, the regime will say anything to get the world's attention to move on. It will make the right noises, and the UN has to make sure that there are firm assurances and that aid workers are allowed into Delta before Ban Ki-moon leaves Burma, before he leaves Burma. And that is the only way we can be sure that the people of Burma will get the help they need right now.